This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I do hope. That is a great movie, by the way. Watched it over the weekend. I wish you liked it more.
I wish I did, too.
Yeah. Like, it's just such a quotable. Spano and I have not worked together for a year and a half, 2 years, and we still, Dusty has been off the show for a year. We still text each other, like, just little things from that show, like Dirty Mike and the Boys, or the second one that was going to come to me, I can't because it's insensitive. But, yeah, that's the other problem, is half the things you can't say on air because it's insensitive.
It was nice. It was a good one-time watch. I liked it over
it's
the
so
weekend you rewatched
that.
It. I liked it over the weekend you're back at it.
But Friday
it was
your
a nice one time watch.
Saturday was
Friday
my night.
Friday was my night.
We remembered that we had some cervezas in the extra fridge there, and it's been probably 7 or 8 weeks. I mean, I had some White Russians a couple weeks ago, but it's been like 7 or 8 weeks since we went too hard. And
yeah.
Then we decided to go too hard on a Saturday night.
Yeah. No, mine was Friday night. I was up till about 4 a.m. or so. And I get nothing done after a certain point of drinking.
Oh, no. No, it's the least productive thing in the world.
I wasn't kidding when I hopped on with Earl and Spencer. It just turned into me listening to 90s country and then playing back the Shador Sanders highlights that I had bookmarked. Man, it was just on repeat, the 6 best throws.
So there's a sweet spot in drinking. That there is like a... I have a creative idea, and I'm all the way relaxed so I can, like, plot it out. Mm-hmm. Like, I love just, like, writing ideas down and plotting it out, how would I do it and all that. The problem is that you don't know when that sweet spot's over. So I was definitely reading something that I happened to be writing up or mocking up this weekend, and, like, the first, like, 3 paragraphs were real strong. I was like, I see where this is going.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it went somewhere.
Like, while you were drinking?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like so I went back and I was like obsessive about these first 3 paragraphs. I'd like rewritten them.
And I've written notes before while drinking and then woke up and been like, that was trash.
Yeah. That's effectively what happened.
You know what else I did?
What's that?
So I used to fall in the trap of just buying random things when I was drinking.
Uh-huh.
I bought another Shador Sanders jersey off Chinese eBay.
All right,
I bought a white one that's got the number 12 on it, so it's actually like a real, you know, so because I had the number 2 jersey, and it's a reminder that I was on the Shador Sanders train before anybody, but now I have to get the updated jersey,
you
so that's what I did at like 3 a.m. on Friday.
You know what this means, right?
Carter, I bought a white one.
Carter's going to get cut, and he's going to be back to number 2 by like week 1.
Fine. I'm covered both ways. I have it all set now. That's my belief. I've told you about stupid drunken purchases before, but that's where I was. I woke up Saturday morning and I was like, I did the hit with those guys. And then I looked at like, you know, basically what I did the night prior. That's what I did the night prior.
Yeah. And usually that happens for me, by the way, the stupid purchases right after I've just given Vanessa a lecture about like you're spending too much.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday was another one of those. Yeah.
Did you? What'd you buy? Now I want to know.
Oh, another one of those little kitchen gadget things. It's not a slot dog because I already had those, but for some
slot
reason.
Dog.
Oh, it's all right. So somebody, I'm not going to say who, My buddy Jason, for his wedding, gave us these really cool railroad spikes that are they turned into bottle openers.
Okay.
And so I couldn't find like a good bottle opener, so I bought like a dollar one from the store when I was getting their cervezas there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got to get a cool one. So I bought like a $20. Like a $20 one, and now yeah. I don't even know what it looks like. I'm going to have to actually go into it. But yeah, that was one of them.
But it's going
to
be great when it shows up, though.
I wanted to get that one Guardians hat that I put in my...
Sexy Guardian hat.
But it's not for my dome.
You do have a large dome.
They have the one size that doesn't fit my dome. The one size that actually is like a perfect fit, they didn't have. Mm. And because I didn't have it to try on, I couldn't then just be like, well, I'm going to buy that and hope. Because I've upsetting. Done that and it's worked out. I'd be very upset if this garden, the sexiest Guardians hat there ever was, if that one didn't work out.
So wait, do they just stop at a certain, are you like the end point of what they typically don't carry with hats?
No. So I'm 7 3/4.
Okay.
Or 7 7/8?
7 5/8, I think is the next one,
no,
right?
No, that's one step down.
Oh, it's down. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
so
that
I'm,
makes sense.
I'm either 7 7/8 or 7 3/4, depending on what the hat is.
Okay.
So if I can comfortably go 7 3/4 and be fine. That was the one. The two that were out were 7 3/4 and then 7 7/8.
I can't believe how expensive these hats are.
Yeah.
I looked at some over the weekend.
$40 a spot now.
And how did it get there? It used to be like across the board, it was like $25 for a fitted hat always. And then I blinked and woke up like 10 years later, and now it's always $40,
$45. So we're talking about the path forward for these quarterbacks. I don't need to see any more of Kenny Pickett. And I think there's still time to give either Dylan and or Shador a decent chance at actually trying to start week one, because I don't live in my fears like I think the Browns are living in their fears starting a rookie week one. But Josh on the road joining us now. What's up, buddy?
Hey, heck of a way to spend a birthday, guys. Between your conversation and 480, it is not helping my hangover, but I digress.
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. We can all agree that that Flacco's on his victory lap in the NFL, right?
Yeah, I think
more
so.
More or less, yeah. So with that said, why don't we cut our losses with Pickett, send him over, get whatever deal we can with New Orleans, use him to get our rookies ready, and, you know, put this 40 quarterback turnover misery behind us.
So in terms of Flacco, do you mean he'd still start week one, or do you think like his job is just to help the rookies and then the best rookie starts week one?
If it were me, I would start him the first two games, running like the first half, and then putting each of them in, seeing how they fit, seeing how they play, and then going from there. I want Flacco to get these guys ready to survive the NFL, not be a flash in the pan like everything else we've seen.
Josh, happy birthday, buddy. Be safe out there on 480. Also, whatever's going on 77 right now, just in the name of traffic. They're shutting 77 South right above Independence down to one lane after 7 every day. That's a nightmare. And then even today, just driving in on 77 northbound, just a nightmare.
They were going to block off my exit to get to Cleveland, and then they haven't done that yet.
Now, with respect, this is not about the workers. It's about their bosses. Bleep those guys. Just kidding. Just you guys have a tougher job than I have.
Cleveland traffic's such a breeze and so easy. I can never complain.
It's not right now, though, and that's what's upsetting me now.
I can never complain.
So what I can tell you about this is, and again, this is more of a fan thought. This is not the logic thought. I feel like I've done a good job of trying to like correctly interpret what I felt Friday and how it kind of goes forward now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not afraid of starting one of these rookies week one. And I know we want to put them in the best position to succeed. Shador, I have been consistent of like, if one of these guys is relatively close, put their asses in week one and let's learn on the job. I feel even more ardent about that. No offense to Joe Flacco. Love Joe Flacco. If he starts week one, you're going to have a chance to beat Cincinnati. God, I just don't want to waste any more damn time.
One of the big hangups I had in presenting that, and why I had always thought it was going to be Flacco into Sanders, is that I just didn't know you'd be able to convince enough of the locker room that Shador Sanders could be the guy, and Shador Sanders would be the guy to be able to take week one and then be like, this gives us the best chance to win. But after watching Friday and then listening to Jerry Jeudy talk today and just all these different players, like, it's pretty easy to win over that locker room after watching what he did.
Yeah, it's just, and here's the thing, it doesn't even have to just be Shador.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, I personally think Dylan has been bad in the preseason, in camp. Like, I've not seen any of the things, and he apparently lit it up today in camp, so whatever. So it's not the end-all be-all that I just didn't see yet. But, like, I still think the best possible outcome this year is that a rookie, you get confident enough in one of these guys that they start week one, because that means you're going to have the longest runway to figure out whether it's Dylan or Shador. Do these guys have anything that they can give you in the way of a long-term hope at quarterback?
Yeah, but I do think you have to win over the locker room in some respect. And I do think in the beginning portion of the season, they have to have that belief. And it feels like right now, you're starting to see some of that belief in Shador that it doesn't exist right now for Dylan Gabriel. Maybe they're speaking on it, and just not to reporters, but I haven't seen that, wow, Dylan Gabriel's got it campaign going on.
Well, in fairness to Dylan, he hasn't had a preseason game yet to go through. He wasn't really even able to be fully up for the joint practices. But no, I mean, I think that's why, like, when I have screamed about, let's make it a legitimate four-man race, and let's take this, if it goes up to week one, it goes up to week one. Right? Like, mm-hmm. I understand that you might be risking your ability to truly put the best foot forward week one, but if by week three or four you can hit the ground running, and it happens to be with a rookie quarterback, I'm willing to take that, I don't want to say take that L, but I'm willing to take that trade-off. This is why, like, if on next Monday, it's just, well, Joe Flacco's the starter, I'm going to start to think that there was nothing legitimately either rookie could do to take that week one starting
job.
Which
is where some people felt going into the preseason game number one. Like, think about how incredible Shador was, that he's moved that conversation where everyone was just resigned to it being Joe Flacco, and not even anyone, like, if you questioned it, you were just an idiot. So now we can have some of these conversations again.
If you remember who was trying to get everybody ready for the idea of starting Dylan Gabriel week one, I think the Browns were trying to do that before the injury. Now it becomes, are they still going to try and shoehorn Dylan into that conversation? Or did Dylan and Shador both have that opportunity?
You see, but Dylan still has to perform, though. And again, we haven't seen him. We haven't been able to, though.
I think that's the difference.
We can debate a lot of that, because what we've seen has not been anything close to, if they want to tell us that's him performing, then they don't know what the hell performing is. So, like, he's got to be able to do it. And he's got to be able to do it in, if it's the second preseason game, it's the third preseason game, he's got to show him something.
Jason in Charlotte, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, quick question. I just kind of gauge where you think his value is at. If you're the GM, if you're Andrew Berry, Saints offer you a second round pick for Shador today. Do you think he'd take it? And I also want to know, Would you take that trade?
I wouldn't take it.
Jason, we appreciate
now,
you, buddy.
The interesting part of that is, would the Browns take it? And I still maintain, at this point, they wouldn't, but they love value so much that I couldn't immediately cross it off 100%. Like, in their eyes, they look at trading a fifth round or drafting a fifth round quarterback and moving it for a second round pick. They might look at that as the ultimate Super Bowl, which is insane, but this is how they operate.
Yeah, I think if Kevin Stefanski could draw this one up in a perfect world, yeah, he'd do that. Because then you get to protect Dylan Gabriel, who becomes the heir apparent until he's not. He gets all like the developmental reps. He's the only guy you have to worry about getting ready to play this year, and you get a you take a fifth rounder and turn him into a second rounder.
And usually you'd say the outrage would be too large from the fan base that they could never pull it off, but these guys really don't care what the fans say ever.
Well, and
they just don't.
There's a segment of Shador fans that don't want him in Cleveland anyways.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about Browns fans here. I'm not talking about the Shador fans that are Colorado fans. No, but if you're going to leave and be like, I want him out of here to give him a better chance, you're not really a Browns fan, in my opinion.
I mean, you listen, if the Browns, we do have to admit this. If the Browns turned Shador into a second-round pick tomorrow, they would get kudos around the NFL.
I don't know about that. I think a lot of people would look at it kind of like them getting rid of Baker, and you'd have to wait. There would be a waiting game attached to that move, because if Shador turned into what Baker has turned into since leaving Cleveland, it'd be another, whoa, they really thought they knew something. Guess they really don't know anything.
I mean, turning a fifth rounder into a second rounder without that guy ever having to actually see a regular season field for you. I mean, that is... Again, I tend to agree with you. Like, why am I looking at picks right now when I just want to see if a competent quarterback can jump out this year at us? But I would understand around the NFL, all the PFF nerds, all the process nerds out there, the guys who never shut up and constantly talk down to people. They would give a big feather in the cap to the Browns.
There'd be
for
enough
that.
People like me giving them a big middle finger, saying you're going to have a second franchise quarterback just walk out this door. You think they grow on trees?
What's the path forward for Dylan Gabriel and Kenny? Actually, like that. If a team offered you a second round pick right now for Shador Sanders, would you want the Browns to make that trade? I don't think I would. I don't think you would. But I think people around the NFL would give them massive, massive kudos for doing that. And an embargo on new QB talk in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.